As the federal government tries to overhaul the mental health system to ensure more people can get access to treatment, how quickly can qualified staff be found? The budget included an extra $2.3 billion for things like more treatment centres and ensuring everyone who attempts suicide continues to receive care once they leave hospital. But first, workforce shortages must be addressed, and the College of Psychiatrists says it'll help tackle that by training more specialists to go to the areas where they're needed the most. Annie Guest reports.
If you live outside Australia's major cities, the chances of getting an appointment with a psychiatrist are slim. Associate Professor John Allen is the president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists.
We know that there's very few psychiatrists, particularly in the very rural and remote areas. There are about 250 psychiatrists out of about 3,000 psychiatrists who would be in a classified rural and remote area. And so it's about 3 to 4 times the rate of city psychiatrists in the country.
To try to change that, the college plans to train a new type of specialist doctor called a rural psychiatrist with the help of $11 million that was set aside in last week's budget for 30 of these positions.
We would have an office of rural psychiatry training, and we'd do that along with our ordinary psychiatry training, but we'd make it attractive and make it work.
How would it bring more psychiatrists to regional Australia?
And when you train people there, they stay there. So a lot of the psychiatrists working in those areas are people who trained there. They're, you know, settled with their families, their kids. They've got a life there. They enjoy it. There are lots of things for them. So we know that this will work to build up those numbers.
The budget also included almost $500 million for 42 mental health treatment centres across the country. But Dr. Allen isn't convinced they'll be operational soon.
Well, look, the things in the budget are a good start. Right, but there are many, many gaps in the system. So we think that the multidisciplinary approach that those centres will have, where there's a range of professions working together, we know that when you have a multidisciplinary approach, you get better outcomes for people. So those psychiatrists will be able to contribute to that. But the models of those services haven't actually been fully determined yet, as I understand. So a bit hard to make a comment on what they will do.
He's welcomed $900,000 to develop advanced mental health training for GPs and emergency medicine doctors, but says many gaps remain in the workforce. Nurses are among them. The chief executive of the Australian College of Nursing, Adjunct Professor Kylie Ward, believes the medical benefits schedule should fund patients to see specialist nurses known as nurse practitioners.
I'm meeting with other nursing leaders and Minister Hunt next week to actually discuss nurse practitioners having access to MBS item numbers. And one of the areas that we will discuss with the Minister is nurses working in rural and remote areas.
What difference would giving item numbers to advanced practice nurses and nurse practitioners make to the rural health workforce shortage?
Yeah, a very significant difference, because a patient or a client can come to them, receive the care, and not have to go back through the system to a GP or anyone else, which is just double dipping to get a referral.
And Kylie Ward says she's optimistic the government will fund item numbers for nurse practitioners to do this.
Annie Guest with that report. And if you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.